When crude oil prices fell in the 1990s, companies left at least 3.2 million oil and gas wells abandoned and unplugged around the United States. One man in Montana is capping some of those wells, trying to shape American climate policy. Curtis Shuck was checking on some crops in northern Montana in 2019 when he noticed a rotten egg smell, something he knew he shouldn't be smelling. A nearby abandoned oil well was emitting methane.
Really by accident, honestly. I mean, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time or right place at the right time, depending on how you look at it. And just couldn't believe what I saw. And so that left such an impression on me that, you know, throughout the rest of that day.
Shuck vowed to look for funding and cap as many abandoned wells as he could. He decided to create the WellDoneFoundation.org from his pickup truck, even before he made it back to Bozeman that afternoon. So far, the former oil and gas executive has capped 45 wells in 14 states. The Environmental Protection Agency reports the number of abandoned wells has remained largely unchanged. It estimates they emit at least 300 kilotons of methane and more than 8 million metric tons of CO2 every year. More than half remain unplugged because, Shuck says, regulators don't know who they belong to. That lack of accountability has led to blame shifting and toxic wells left uncapped.
Literally, it was, you know, everybody's dirty little secret. The oil companies didn't want to talk about it. The regulators certainly didn't want to talk about it. The industry associations wanted nothing to do with it. And so everybody pointing their finger at everyone else.
Shuck says the most polluting well his group has capped was emitting more than 10,000 grams of methane per hour. The EPA says there's strong evidence that reducing methane emissions can significantly slow climate warming. This story was produced with original reporting from Michaela Haas for Reasons to be Cheerful. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.